Well, when first quarter results for U.S. meat exports were released, the rebound in beef shipments to Taiwan emerged as one of the clear bright spots. Dan Hallstrom, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications, discusses the rapid recovery U.S. beef exports have made in this important market.
Taiwan had a volatile history the last year on beef. We were struggling with access in regards to zero tolerance on beta agonists. There was no established MRL, and we did get the MRL established on the beef side, and business has really rebounded fantastically. I mean, demand is as good as it's ever been. We're up significantly in the first 3 months of 2013 to the tune of 88% for the year. So we're at $66 million in the Taiwan market, which is just unbelievable compared to a year ago. I think it just goes to show that when we get access to a country, demand dynamics kick in for U.S. beef, and this is a good example of that.
Now, because Taiwan made no changes in its beta agonist policy for pork, U.S. pork exports to Taiwan continue to struggle. But Hallstrom noted that because the controversy has faded from the media spotlight in Taiwan, demand for U.S. pork has been improving. For complete first quarter export results for U.S. beef, pork, and lamb, just go to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast Agnet.